Morning. It's good to see you on this beautiful Sunday. Yesterday, I think we had all four seasons in one day. It snowed, it rained, it was sunny, but today I think spring is here. If you did not receive a bulletin, I'd like to have you raise your hand and the ushers would be sure to give you one.
如果你没有拿到这个今天的程序单, 请举手, 我们后面的招待会给你一张。
Our theme for this year, the church, is take root downward and to bear fruit upward from Isaiah 37 verse 31.
我们教会今年的主题是向下扎根，往上结果， 是以赛亚书37章31节里面讲到的。
Last week we began a new study in the book of Joshua.
我们上个礼拜开始查考以赛亚书亚记。
And in this we're looking at new fruits, or new roots and new fruits.
通过约书亚记我们来看这个新的根和新的果。
So this is our second message. We're looking at Joshua 1:7, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
所以我们今天要看的主题是在约书亚记1章7节，他说，只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Now let's bow our hearts in prayer together as we begin.
我们起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day that we can come. We have the freedom to come to worship you.
父王，我们谢谢你，让在这今天我们能够自由地来到你的面前来敬拜你。
If we would pray as we sang that song today, may the Spirit of God fall fresh upon us.
我们就像诗歌唱的诗歌所说的，愿那永生的灵能够释放我们。
Break us where our hearts are hard.
磨我，造我。
And we ask that the Spirit of God would also mold us into the image of Christ.
我们也求永生神的灵能够磨我们，成为把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
We ask that the Spirit would fill us.
我们求这个圣灵能够充满我们的心。
May the Spirit fill your servant to give the words you would have to be spoken.
愿圣灵充满你的仆人，让他能够讲出神的话。
May your Spirit fill our hearts, our ears to hear the word.
愿神的灵也充满我们的心，我们的耳朵，让我们听到神的话。
And may you be glorified, Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
愿神得名得荣耀，奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
So the book of Joshua, it's a wonderful book that we have here, the book of Joshua.
约书亚记是一本很好的书。
The theme of Joshua is new beginnings.
约书亚记的主题就是一个新的开始。
So we saw in our first message that God sent them a new leader.
所以在约书亚记一开始，我们看见神为以色列人设立一个新的领袖，
to lead them into a new land, the promised land.
要带他们去一个新的地方，就是他神的应许之地。
And they were to have a new life.
要他们有个新的生活开始。
New beginnings.
一个新的开始。
We also looked at the geography of Joshua. Three key places we find here in the Old Testament: Egypt, the wilderness, and Canaan.
所以在约书亚记我们也看到三个不同的地理环境，在圣经都有记载，讲到埃及地，讲到这个旷野的荒凉之地，然后讲到这个应许的迦南地。
So Egypt reminds us that we are to leave the slavery of sin. We're to leave the bondage of sin. And that He wants to lead us out of Egypt.
埃及地预表的就是那个为奴之家，罪恶的世界。 所以约书亚会带领我们离开那个为奴之家，被捆绑之地，离开那个罪恶的世界。
When you think the book of Exodus, to exit, to leave.
当你想到读出埃及记的话，这个出埃及记这个名字就是说离开埃及去迦南。
We had talked about this morning here. The fire inspector came, and he asked that we were to put a actually it was she, but she asked us to put a sign in every room. To mark, here is where you are, X and red, here's where you are, and to draw an arrow to the nearest exit, here's where you go, if in case of emergency, a fire, whatever.
我们过去这几礼拜，我们跟这个政府消防局的人又打交道，他来检查我们，他就说在这里你的不合规定，你要每一个房间都要有一个图，然后图上要写上你这个房，你这个人在这个房间哪里，然后怎样子从这个房间，如果有火的着火的话，怎样从这个房间离开到最近的出口。
So now, no matter where you are in this building, you look for that sign, look for the red X, here's where you are, look for the arrow, the red arrow, here's where you should go.
所以你在这个建筑里面，不论在哪个房间，你都会看到一张图，那个图上那个红色那个叉叉就代表你所在的位置，然后一条红色的线带你，你顺着这个线就可以离开这个房间，离开这个房子。
Then that fire marshal said this, the fire inspector said, you should tell the families too, when they get outside, they should tell the children ahead of time where they're going to meet.
所以消防局的还建议你说，如果真有火，你一家人从不同的门逃出来之后，你要告诉你的孩子们，在外面的某个地方是我们集合点。
For example, we're going to meet out there in the grass area, so you tell your children, if there's an emergency, that's where we're going to meet, any time that they know. It's good for your home to also maybe do something like that too.
比如说你可以告诉你的孩子们说，万一教堂里面起火了，我们逃出来以后，要到后面的停车场的某一个绿地草地上去见面。So
God, they were in bondage. The Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. And He led them out, exit out of Egypt. And He saved them and delivered them.
当以色列人在埃及地为奴之家的时候，神带领他们拯救他们离开了埃及，出来出了埃及，进了迦南。He
led them through the Red Sea.
他带领他们过了红海。And
they gathered together in the wilderness.
他们在旷野之地集合。But
He did not intend for them to stay there in the wilderness.
神的意思不是要他们在旷野就一直住在那里。Their
purpose was to enter into the promised land in the Canaan.
神的目的是让他们离开旷野，进入迦南的应许之地。Now,
the wilderness kind of reminds us of the fact that in disobedience, they were, did not believe God, that they disobeyed God, they wandered around in the wilderness.
但是这个旷野之地让我们想起以色列人在旷野他们的种种的不幸，种种的悖逆，结果神让他们在旷野漂流了40年。And
then when they entered into the promised land in the Canaan, as they were obedient to God, God gave them victory over their enemies.
那等他们离开旷野进入迦南的时候，因为他们顺服，神就让他们战胜迦南地所有的居民，能够得到那块地。Now
Canaan, the promised land, doesn't represent heaven because in Canaan there were still enemies. They had to deal with those enemies that were still in Canaan. They had to settle in the land.
这个应许的迦南之地并不代表天堂，因为天堂里是没有仇敌的。 这个应许之地是有仇敌的，所以他们要进入这个迦南地，还要去攻打，去打仗，去把那些仇敌赶出去。So
now we come to the second message here about Joshua, and we see here in this chapter a very interesting thing. Who should you follow?
我们今天来看这个约书亚记这一章，我们的主题是你应该跟从谁？
The Israelites had followed their leader Moses out of Egypt through the wilderness. And now they needed to follow their new leader, Joshua, into Canaan, the promised land.
以色列人一直跟从摩西出了埃及，进入了旷野，但是他现在要从旷野进入迦南，他们要有一个新的领袖。Now,
we also saw last time the name Joshua in Hebrew, that name Joshua we get, Jehovah is salvation.
在希伯来文里面，约书亚这个字的意思就是耶和华是我的拯救。
In the New Testament, that name Joshua is the name Jesus.
在新约里面，约书亚这个字的另一种翻译就是耶稣。
And so Matthew 1:21, he was named Jesus for he will save his people from their sins.
所以马太福音1:21节记载说，耶稣的名字就是他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
So Joshua is a type of Jesus Christ who leads us into the land, the promised land, and he is the one that gives us the victory.
所以约书亚在旧约里面就预表的新约的耶稣要带领他的子民进入应许之地。And
so we all, key question here, what do we need to face the new challenges?
那我们今天讨论一个问题，我们需要做什么来面对新的挑战？
And here we see a key word that God gives to Joshua. The word is encourage.
在约书亚记这一章里，一个关键的字就是鼓励。
So to encourage literally means to put heart into someone.
鼓励的意思就是，你要鼓励别人，就是把你的心放在这里面。
To encourage is to inspire with strength and courage.
所以鼓励就是以力量和勇气来激励对方。
And one man, as Andrew Jackson said, one man with courage makes a majority.
有一个美国前任总统叫安德鲁·杰克逊，他就说过，如果哪怕你只有一个人，当你是一个有勇气的人，你也是个多数。
Joshua, God wanted to give to Joshua strength and courage.
神要给约书亚力量和勇气。
I don't know what challenges you're facing today, but God wants to give you the strength and the courage that you need.
我不知道你在今天你的生活中面对着什么样的挑战，但是神也是一样要给你力量和勇气。
So the key idea is that we are to be encouraged by God.
所以主题就是我们需要从神那里受到鼓励。
Be strong and very courageous. 7 times we see this phrase used in connection with Joshua.
在约书亚记里头七次提到这样一句话，叫做只要刚强，大大壮胆。
Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you.And do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
这里说到你要谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
So first of all, we see here that God encourages the leader.
所以我们看想要讲第一点就是神鼓励那个领袖。
Let's look carefully at what God uses to encourage us. Sometimes we need this. We need to be encouraged. We need to have strength and courage to do what God wants us to do.
我们看看神是怎么来鼓励这个领袖的。我们也实在需要神那里来的鼓励和勇气。
First of all, there's encouragement from God's call. God called Joshua to do this.
所以神的鼓励首先是从神的呼召来的。
Look at verses 1 and 2 of Joshua 1.After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites.
所以约书亚记提到说，当耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过的约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列的地去。
So the wise leader does not completely abandon the past, but builds on it as they are about to move into the future.
一个有智慧的领袖，他不会说把他的过去完全的放弃的，他会建立在过去历史的基础上再继续往前。
So in the book of Joshua, we see 57 times the name of Moses appears.
所以在约书亚记里我们看到他57次提到摩西。
This is evidence that Joshua respected Moses.
所以我们看见约书亚是很尊重摩西的。
And what he had done for Israel, and Joshua worshipped the same God Moses had worshipped.
约书亚很尊重摩西，他和摩西所敬拜的是同一位神。
He obeyed the same word that Moses obeyed.
他们所领受的和遵守的是同一位神所发出的命令。
So there was continuity from one leader to the next leader. We are serving God. We are worshiping God. We are obeying God.
所以从旧的领袖到新的领袖，他们中间是持续的，他们并没有偏离左右。
So continuity does not mean conformity.
持续性并不代表说完全都要一样。
Each leader is different and must maintain their own individuality.
每个领袖有自己的风格。
Moses is called 2 times a servant of God.
摩西在圣经中两次提到他是神的仆人。
And Joshua is also called the servant of God.
约书亚也被提到说是耶和华的仆人。
But we all know it's not the servant that's important, it's the master.
我们知道仆人并不重要，是主人才重要。
And Moses and Joshua both acknowledge that God was their master.
不管是摩西也好，也是约书亚也好，他们的主人是同一位，就是耶和华神。
And so we see here how that Joshua learned how to obey as a servant.
所以约瑟亚学会了如何像一个仆人一样的来服侍神。
And then he would become the commander of the army, and then he would become the leader.
然后他就成为军队的元帅，然后成为民人民的领袖。
We're reminded Matthew 25:21 that to be a servant, we have to first of all serve God, and then we can be a ruler.
所以你想成为领袖吗？你首先成为神的仆人。
And so God called Joshua to do three things.
所以神呼召约书亚做三件事。
We see this in the book of Joshua.
在约书亚有提到，约书亚记里面有提到。
Lead the people into the land, chapter 2 to 5.
约书亚第二章到五第二章到第五章说要领约书亚领导百姓进入应许之地。
They were to defeat the enemies that were there, chapter 6 to 12.
六到十二章说，他要在那里打败当地人。
And then they were to claim the inheritance that God had for them, chapters 13 to 22.
十三到二十一章说到，他要认领这块应许之地给他的百姓。
God had called Joshua to do this.
神呼召约书亚做这三件事。
Now, sometimes we need to, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're serving as a leader in a small group, if you're serving, whatever it might be in the church, we need to be encouraged to remember that God called us to do this.
如果你是在教会里服事，不管是教主日学还是带领小组，我们常常需要提醒自己，是神呼召我们来做这项服事的。
Sometimes you run into challenges, sometimes you run into difficulties, and you got to remember that God put you there. God called you to be there.
当你面对挑战的时候，当你面对困难的时候，你要想想是神呼召你做这个事情的。
And then the second thing that will encourage us is the promises of God.
第二个让我们能够得到鼓励的是神的应许。
And so we see that God gives us promises in His Word to encourage us. If we're discouraged, look to His Word, look at the promises He has.
神的话语中就充满了他的应许，这些应许就是给我们的鼓励。
First, God promised Joshua that Israel would enter the land, the promised land.
首先神应许以色列人会进入那块应许之地。
Now this promise was first given to Abraham in Genesis 12.
这个应许首先给第一次是给了亚伯拉罕的，在创世纪里面有记载。
It was also given to Moses in Deuteronomy 34.
在出埃及记里面，在Deuteronomy 在生命记里面也有讲，也有给摩西这个应许。
So God had promised the land. It was their responsibility to enter.
神应许把地给他们，他们有责任进去得那块地。
So they were to step out by faith, claiming the promises of God.
他们必须迈出信心的一步去认领那块地。
And then the second promise we see here, God promised Joshua victory over the enemy.
第二，我们看见神应许约书亚会打败仇敌。
As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you.
神应许说，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And this, God has given this promise to his people today.
神在今天也向他的子民同样有这个应许。
I will be with you. Remember the name Emmanuel, God's promise. That name reminds us, God with us.
神的名字其中一个叫做 Emmanuel, 就是神与我们同在。到如今，这个应许都是给我们的。
Jesus' last commission, the great commission he gave us, he also promised, I will be with you always.
耶稣在他大使命里面也说到，我就永与你们同在。
And then in Hebrews 13 verse 5, we're reminded, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
希伯来书13章5节也提到说，神说我绝不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now,To emphasize that in Hebrews 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The negative is used four times for emphasis.
这个希伯来书十三章这里讲到神的应许的时候，他用了为了强调这一点，他不离弃我们，也不丢弃我们，他用了四次的双重否定。
Never, 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 never leave you nor forsake you.God only has to say it one time But sometimes our ears don't hear it. So it's repeated four times. Never, 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 never forsake you.
在希伯来书里面这句话说是我绝不离弃你，这句话说了 四次。神其实不用说那么多话，他一次就够了，但是因为我们的软弱，我们需要多听几遍，所以神那句话说了四次。
You know, a parent sometimes repeats to a child, no, 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 no. You don't hear it the first time, they repeat it. No, 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 not ever. Well, and so God's emphasized to us His promise.
如果你家里有小孩，你就知道你要跟他说不的时候，你常要说好几遍，他才听到。所以这里神也是让我们为了重复，他对我们的应许是不改变的，他四次说他不离弃我们。
And so these words here was all that Joshua needed. God was with him. He would never leave him or forsake him. And he could go in those words, those promise.
所以约书亚是同样的需要神的应许来带领他，来激励他，能够知道神不离弃他。
Now it's interesting that David later speaking to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles, if you look in your Bible, 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
在大卫后来对他儿子所罗门说话的时候，我们可以看见在历代之上第历代之上28章
28:20. So 2 Chronicles 28:20, listen carefully to the words that David gave to Solomon. Solomon was to become the new king. And here's what David told his son. Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished.
所以在历代志上28:20，大卫对他的儿子所罗门说，你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神与你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到耶和华殿的工作都完毕了。
So we claim this promise. First of all, that promise that God will be with us, and the promise that He will never leave us or forsake us.
所以我们牢记神的应许，第一点他应许他要跟我们同在，第二点他应许他绝不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
So we see here the third promise that God promised Joshua that he would divide the land to each tribe as inheritance.
所以第三个神应许约书亚，他要把这个应许之地拿到，然后分给支派，每个支派都分一份。
So here's a promise that God has that weWho believe in Him, that we are children of God. We have an inheritance.
所以在新约的角度，我们看神应许我们每一个神的儿女在基督里面都有产业。
So first of all, the encouragement that God had called Joshua, the encouragement of God's promises.
所以神已经呼召约书亚来用神的话来对他有鼓励。
Now the third thing to encouragement.Is encouragement from God's word.
我们从神的话语中也能得到鼓励。
Be strong and courageous. 7 times we see these words as are given to Joshua. Be strong and courageous.
神对约书亚说了七次，就是你当刚强壮胆。
And so Joshua's strength and courage would come from meditating on the word of God by believing in its promise and obeying its precepts.
约书亚他的力量和勇气来自于默想神的话。
Joshua had to take time to read it daily and to make it part of his inner person by meditating on it.
约书亚每天要默想神的话，直到这个神的话成为他生命中的一部分。
Now the Hebrew word for meditate means to mutter, to ponder.
希伯来文这个默想这个字叫你可以嘴巴里喃喃自语，但是你要常常思想。
Now, please understand the Jews would often, they would read the scripture aloud. By hearing the words, they were muttering the words, they were speaking the words.
所以犹太人他们常常读圣经大声的读出来，然后自己能够听到自己所读的。
And then they would ponder, they would think about those words at that time and throughout the day.
然后他就在 读完之后那一天剩下的时间反复思想这个他们所读的话。
And so as we're told here, that we're to meditate upon God's word.
所以我们也要常常思想神的话。
Joshua 1:8-9, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
在约书亚记1:8-9这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Joshua 1:8 is a very key verse that we're to meditate upon God's word. We think about it. We ponder.Not just the words that God says to us, His promises. We ponder upon Joshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
所以约书亚记一章八节这里很关键，他说总要昼夜思想，好使你遵行这书上所写的一切话。
You know, a lot of times people have a wrong idea what meditation is. Get a picture of somebody crossing their legs and holding their hands out and focusing on themselves. But our focus is upon God, His Word.His promises.
说到默想哈，人有个你可能有会有通常的误解，觉得一个人在那打坐、运气、注目丹田，这就是在默想。其实这都不是哈，默想是关注于神的话。
So as we do this, as we meditate upon God's word, we also obey God's will. We are then empowered by the Spirit of God, and we serve to the glory of God.
当你默想神的话的时候，你就被神的话所鼓励，你就能够有勇气和力量来遵行神的话。
So we're encouraged by God's call. We're encouraged by God's promises. We're encouraged as we meditate upon God's word.
我们因着神的话的鼓励，我们也因着神的命令而得到鼓励。
So the fourth thing I want you to see is encouragement from God's commands.God's commandments are God's enablements for those who obey Him by faith.
所以神的命令也带来给我们的鼓励。
You know, when God commands you to do something, God will enable you to do it.
如果神命令你做某件事，神也是给你能力去做某件事。
I remember how Moses, God told Moses, I want you to deliver these people from Egypt.
所以我们记得神对摩西的应许说，你要带拯救这些人从埃及地出来。
And that was God's commandment to Moses.
那是神给摩西的命令。
And Moses had excuses, but I can't speak.
但摩西当时的推脱的借口就是我是拙口笨舌的人。
But what God commands you to do, God will enable you to do. Remember that.
但是如果神命令你做某件事，神也会给你那个能力来做某件事。
Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged by that.
不要灰心丧志，要因着神的命令而得到鼓励。
So all these encouragements that kind of like I think of it like a fertilizer that help us to grow. How to use miracle grow? It's a fertilizer that helps to grow.
所以神的命令就好像这个我们在一般的店里可以买到那种特效化肥一样。
You have a garden, maybe you're getting ready to plant the plants.You add some fertilizer to it. You add some miracle grow. The miracle grow is God's word. The miracle grow is God's promises. The miracle grow is God's call. These are all things to encourage us to grow.
就好像这种特效化肥让你园子里面的东西可以长得好的话，神的应许和神的命令就好，就也是同样的功能。
Let's hear the word of God today. Let's be encouraged.If you're leaders, be encouraged by God.
你要听神的话，如果你是一个领袖的话，你更要听神的话。
But also the leader, we see secondly, the leader encourages the followers.
我们第二点来看，这个做一个领袖的话，他也要鼓励跟从他的人。
As God encourages us, we take that encouragement and give it to others, encourage others.
当神鼓励了这个领袖的话，这个领袖要把这个鼓励传递给他的跟从的人。
So in Joshua 1:10-11, we see that Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.
所以我们看见当约书亚从神那里受了命令之后，他就吩咐他的官长和百姓说，你们要走遍云中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过的约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地。
God encourages us for the purpose of encouraging others. Joshua encouraged the people.
所以我们看见约书亚把这个神的鼓励传递下去。
First of all, be prepared and ready. Take the food you're going to need and the provisions and go into the land. Be prepared, be ready.
所以第一，约书亚对他们的吩咐就是，你们要预备好，要准备食物。
And then we see the other encouragement is be trusting God and move forward. Claim the promises of God and go forward.
所以第二个他的鼓励传递下就算你要预备好，你要去认领那块地。
And then the third encouragement he gives to them here is that you're to be united and go together.
第三个他给的鼓励就是你们要同心合意的一起向前。
Now this is very important because on the east side of the Jordan River, 2.5 tribes, God had given them that land to settle. But he told them, this is your land, 2.5 tribes, you're here on the east side of the river, but you have to go in together to conquer the land. And then you can come back to the land that he had given to them.
所以这个同心一致这个概念呢，也可以看到在以色列人身上，在十二个支派中有两个半支派在约旦河东已经占了一块地了，他们可以不用去的，但是约书亚对他说，你们要和你们其余的弟兄一起预备兵器，预备食物，一起去得应许之地，把那块地打下来之后你才可以回家。
So when their appointed job was finished, complete, then they could head home to do what God would have them to do in their land there.
所以他们应许约书亚，就说他们要跟他们的弟兄一起去征战，直到整个这个迦南地都打下来了，他们才可以回他们自己的家，在约旦河东那块地。
God encouraged Joshua, the leaders. The leaders encouraged the people. And then we see the third thing, the people also encouraged the leaders.
所以我们看见这个鼓励这个循环，首先第一，神鼓励了领袖，第二，领袖鼓励他的跟从者，第三点我们看到的跟从者是如何在把这个鼓励返回给他的领袖。
And that's very important that we see that, how that God encouraged the leaders encouraged the people, and the people encouraged the leaders.
这个循环是非常重要的。
Joshua 1:16-17. Then they answered, Joshua, whatever you've commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you.
所以当人民就对约书亚说，他们回答约书亚说，你所吩咐我们所行的我们都必行，你所差遣我们去的我们都必去，我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，我们也现在也照样听从你的。
So first of all, they assured them, the leaders, of their obedience.
他们对他们领袖说，我们一定听从。
Many times we are like the men described in Luke chapter 9, each of whom put something personal ahead of following the Lord.
我们现在的光景就是我们常常像路加福音里面那一段借讲的那几个人一样，常常是神有事叫你做的话，你都想想自己的事儿优先。
So in Luke chapter 9, they said, I will follow you, Jesus, wherever you go.
路加福音第九章讲了好几个人，第一个人对耶稣说，你无论叫我到去哪里，我都跟从你。
So Jesus said, follow me. But then they began to make excuses.
所以当耶稣说好，那你来跟从我了，那几个人每一个人都有借口了。
So the first one said, Lord, first, let me go and bury my father.
第一个人的借口说，我要先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Now this was, his father wasn't sick, he wasn't at the point of death, there was no need for a burial, he was just making excuse.
照我个人看来，这个他的父亲既没有病也没有死，他只是找个借口要想回家了。
He was putting his personal interest ahead of following the Lord in obedience.
他把自己的事放在神的事的之前。
The second one said, Lord, first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family and friends.
第二个人说，我要跟从你，但我先让我回家跟我家人辞别。
Now, there's nothing wrong with saying goodbye to family and friends, but the idea here was that he was going to go back and spend the rest of his life there, going back.
所以他可能用这个借口回去跟家人辞别，然后就再也不回来了。
We see this because Jesus said, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
耶稣对他的反应就是，耶稣的回应就是手凡扶犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
We are willing to follow God. We're willing to follow Jesus without turning back.
我们跟从耶稣就不要回头。
So this is what obedience means.
顺服就是说你跟从耶稣不要回头。
I want to also encourage you next month, Easter Sunday, April 21st, we're going to have a baptism service. At least two people have expressed that they want to be baptized. Maybe there are more that among us here that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to take that first step of obedience. You want to acknowledge Him before others and be baptized.
跟从耶稣、顺服耶稣的第一个表现就是照他的命令来受洗。那我先来讲一下，我们下个月21号复活节那天有两位弟兄姊妹准备好了要受洗。
And so we express that we are followers of Jesus, that we're not going to turn back, and that we want to give that public testimony. I believe in my heart, and I want to confess with my mouth, and to be baptized.
当我们跟从耶稣一直到底不回头，第一个表现就是你要愿意顺服他的话来受浸。
If you're interested in doing that, you've not done that, or you have questions about that, I would like for you to come and speak to me or Robert or Tony and tell us that. We'd like to take you through the lessons, three lessons to prepare you to understand what salvation and baptism is.
如果你对受浸有问题或者有兴趣的话，可以聚会完了跟我或者跟Robert 或者 Tony 联系，我们可以讲一讲，跟你讲讲受浸的意义。
But obedience, that first step is baptism, but that's not where it ends. It begins with that. Then you're willing to serve. You're willing to serve. Volunteer. Where can I be of service? What can I do?
受浸是顺服的第一步，也是刚刚开始。完了之后，你要开始在教会中有服事。你要问神说，我可以为神做什么？
You know, sometimes I think we have the idea, sometimes we can get the idea that as Christians we're spectators, we're watching. But God does not call us to be spectators, to watch. God calls us to be participants, to join in, to serve.
你可能会想着我作为基督徒我可以做一个旁观者，但是神说基督徒不是个旁观者，而是参与者。
And so, where can I serve? Volunteer, what can I do?Whatever it might be, I want to serve God. That's part of obedience.
顺服的表现就是你愿意服侍神。
And then the second thing, they assured the leaders of their prayers.
然后这个民众对于领袖的第二反应就是说，我们要为你祷告。
In chapter 1 and verse 17, the last part of that verse, we see these words, Only may the Lord your God be with you as He was with Moses.
民众对约书亚说，唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。
Praying that God be with them. Praying that God would strengthen them and give them courage. Upholding the leaders in prayer.
所以我们也是一样，要为教会属灵的领袖祷告，求神与他们同在，求神坚固他们。
And then they assured of their commitment.
然后这民众也再次保证他们的承诺。
In verse 18, we see these words here, Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you command them will be put to death.
所以好像我们看见那个民众对于约书亚好像发了个说无论什么人违背你的命令不听从你所吩咐他一切话就必处死他。
Now that's a very strong words today. And if God's people today saw obedience to Christ as a matter of life or death, it would make a big difference in our reaching the world for Christ.
所以以色列人当时好像发了个狠誓似的，但是这句话是很重要的。
You know, we need to realize that to obey God's orders is not because we feel like it. It's not because it's convenient or something that, if it's easy, but it's something that we want to do.
遵行神的话不是因为它容易，也不是因为你方便，而是因为神的话就是要你去遵行的。
So, we need to make that commitment.
所以我们必须保持这个承诺。
Think about this. Motivation is what gets you started, but it's commitment that keeps you going.
我们想想，这个让你开始的，你有个动机会让你开始，但这怎么让你继续持续下去呢？就是你的承诺。
The love of Christ, God's love for us, motivates us to serve Him. But as you grow weary in serving, remember this, you've made that commitment to Christ to serve Him.
神的爱可能是激励你开始服侍神的第一步，但是能够真正让你在这条服侍的路上走下去的是承诺。
So be strong and courageous.
所以要刚强，要壮胆。
If we're to conquer the enemy, if we're to claim our inheritance in Christ, we must have spiritual strength and spiritual courage.
我们想要在服侍的路上走上去，我们必须有属灵的力量和属灵的勇气。
So we're reminded, even in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
所以我们在以弗所书第六章讲到说，我们要在基督里面要有坚强。
Charles Wesley wrote the words of the song that we sing, Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies through His eternal Son.
查理·卫斯理他写了一首很有名的诗歌，他的诗歌里面就是说，基督的精兵起来，穿上你的军装，你要靠着主给你的力量，要刚强，要借着他的儿子刚强。
So the first step toward winning the battle and claiming our inheritance is to let God encourage us, and then for us to encourage others.
所以你要想赢得的属灵征战的第一步，就是让神来鼓励你，通过借着你也鼓励其他人。A
discouraged army is never victorious.
一个沮丧的军队是不可能打胜仗的。Now
I want each of us to take these three promises today.
我希望我们今天在座的每一个 记住这三个的应许。
Number one, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
第一点，不要害怕，也不要惊慌，也不要沮丧。
Second, be strong and courageous.
第二点，要刚强壮胆。
Number three, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为第三点，耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。So
let's take these promises to go forward.
我们牢记这几点的应许，一来往前。Hebrews
13:5-6, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper." I will not be afraid.
希伯来书13:5-6说，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你，所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。I
don't know what you're facing, what struggles or challenges you're facing, or what fears. But remember this, your struggles and fears do not define you. Your strength and courage does.
我不知道你现在生活中面临的是什么样的难处，是这种难处。 不能够决定你的，真正成就你的，决定你的是你的勇气和力量。
I think of Nick, the evangelist from Australia, was born with no arms and no legs. But that doesn't define him. What defines him is the courage he has and the strength he has to go over the world and to tell his story.
我们知道澳大利亚有一个有一个叫 Nick 的，他生下来就没有手没有脚，但这个并不决定了他，他反而是充满了勇气和力量，在全世界各地为主做见证。
Maybe some of you are facing illnesses.
如果形容我们中间可能有些人有身体有软弱。
Your illness does not define you.
你的病痛并不能够决定你。
Your strength and courage does.
你的力量和你的勇气才能够决定你。
I want to close with this short story, true story.
最后要讲一个简短的故事，一个真实的故事。
Shen Mulan, 90 years of age, had on February the 3rd, she was told, early part of February, she was told she had fourth stage cancer of the lungs.
有一个姊妹90岁了，叫申木兰，在2月份的时候，医生跟她说她有某种癌症，是第四期了，只有几个月可以活了。
She was told that she would probably soon go to hospice.
医生跟他说，他很可能就要去安宁病房了。
And February the 3rd, several of us went to visit her.
我们2月3号的时候去，有我们几个弟兄姊妹去探访她。
She was very weak and could barely hear her voice as she was sitting in her chair.
她身体很弱，我几乎听不到她在说什么，她躺在椅子上。
And then we gave her the gospel. 90 years of age, she opened her heart.And she prayed and asked Jesus to save her.
我们就把福音传给她，她在90岁的时候，她打开她的心门，接受了耶稣。
After that, it's like really a miracle took place. Her face, she gave glory to God, how God had saved her, but also found out that this lung cancer, she had never smoked. It was a certain type of lung cancer that happens to Asian women.And so she found this, found out about from KU Medical Center this pill. And taking this, she began to get her strength back.
然后她接受了主，脸上充满了荣光。后来她发现她得的这个病是有药可以治的。
And then, as God gave her strength, she began to walk again, to get up, sit up and begin to walk, a week ago.She said to us, she wanted to come to the Wednesday morning Bible study and give her testimony. I cannot but give glory to God. I have to tell others what God has done for me.
所以她 吃了这个药以后逐渐的好转。她跟我们她说她要来参加礼拜三早上的长兴团契的查经，然后她要把这个见证跟向大家向其他人讲出来。
This past Wednesday came.And shared her testimony. And it moved our hearts to hear what God had done in her life.
所以上礼拜三她就来到我们的查经，她就把她的见证对着众人讲出来了。我都很受感动。
Her face shines. And she's read already through the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Luke, and she's getting now starting Matthew. She wants to grow. And she's asking us to, that God would give her the strength that next month she could be baptized here.
他脸上，他跟我们讲他见证的时候，他脸上充满了荣光。他的四福音他已经读了两本了，他还在读第三本，他还希望能够来在这边受浸。
She wants to give her testimony in front of the whole church.
他希望把他的见证讲给全教会的人听。
We need to pray for her.
我们需要为他祷告。
And so we reminded, be strong and courageous. We're reminded to give God the glory.
所以我们记得像他这样子刚强壮胆，把荣耀归给神。
Let's bow in prayer together.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we come before you with struggles, with their challenges, with our weaknesses.
主，我们到你面前来，带着我们的软弱，带着我们所面临的各样的挑战和困难。
You know each of us what we're facing, and we call upon you to encourage us, to give us strength and courage.
你知道我们所每一个人所面临的环境是如何，我们求你赐力量，赐鼓励给我们。
You called us, Lord. We claim your promises, and we ask that you would help us to meditate upon your word to get that strength and courage we need.
主，你呼召了我们，你给了我们应许，求你帮助我们能够抓住你的应许，能够站在你的话语的应许上。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们谢谢你奉耶稣的名祷告。